This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
It was really eerie, very quiet. Everyone was inside, but you could tell that there was a pretty substantial flood that rocked the streets. There were cars in the middle of the street. They were just picked up and left there. There were trees down. People were starting to pull stuff out of their homes. You could tell that, you know, first floor apartments, basement apartments were devastated. The smell of diesel everywhere. The waters just basically rushed over boats, and it was looking pretty rough.
According to the National Weather Service, Hurricane Sandy was the most expensive hurricane in United States history, costing $65 billion in damage. And the businesses of Red Hook, Brooklyn got hit by the full force of the storm. John Feldman from Stumptown Coffee opened this story by describing the devastation he saw on his way to work after the storm. Sandy destroyed Stumptown's Red Hook roasting facility and took the neighborhood with it. Fairway Market's Steve Jenkins was also in a state of shock when we talked to him a few days after the storm. He had never seen anything like it.
If you look at my email track over the last 4 days, it's just stunning. It's like we're running a medium-sized country. Our preparations and our team that we have in place for a crisis, like, it's formidable. The store was invaded by a huge wall of water right through the front doors. It blasted through the front doors, and we got 5 feet of water in Red Hook. Every single bit of food will be thrown out. All of the refrigeration equipment will be destroyed. Every cash register destroyed. All of that stuff's going to have to be replaced, and it's a major, major overhaul.
Directly following the storm, Time magazine reported that the Red Hook Fairway Market hung with the smell of rotting meat. The parking lot was littered with carts of inedible food. Stumptown's roasting facility was no different, with wet coffee beans covering what was left of the beautiful hardwood floor. When we interviewed him after the storm, John thought that Red Hook had been forgotten, that it might not get better. But now, 2 years later, he feels a lot more positive about it.
I think, you know, in the moments after the storm, I think Red Hook was forgotten in terms of, you know, a lot of the federal relief that was coming through. But I would say Red Hook is on the map. I think the community came together and it really joined forces. Community board or community meetings, you know, different organizers, the Red Hook Initiative, all sorts of people that came into the equation and really kind of showed a lot of leadership after the storm really helped connect the dots. It feels good down here.
A lot of those helpers were from Fairway Market. At the time, the people of Red Hook were on the fence about whether to shop at the big grocery chain. But Fairway's response to the storm changed their minds.
Along comes Hurricane Sandy, and we did, once again, what we always do. We just pitch in and try and help, try and make things better. And by God, a month or two went by, and people in Red Hook, you could feel that they got it. The Fairway guys are pretty good guys. It's a testament to just being yourself. The Red Hook store is doing better than ever. I mean, we came back with a huge roar.
Stumptown is back too, expanding their business across the country. Their cold brew is in practically every coffee shop in New York. People brag about using their coffee beans. Red Hook is doing just as well.
The Red Hook community seems to be doing great. I think there's more businesses here than ever. You know, development is happening. You know, I think people genuinely want to move here. You're seeing more residential. The neighborhoods, it's always been tight-knit, and I think ever since, it just feels better than ever.
This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.